Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Coe, your host, and thanks as always for tuning in. So, little story today. Many years ago, when I was running my company, I gathered a small group of people together, the employees that work there, and my father. I haven't mentioned much on the show, but my father is a leading expert in the world on kidney stone disease. If you have had a kidney stone, very unpleasant. He has figured out how to prevent them. And our company was designed to take his intellectual property and commercialize it and bring it out to doctors nationally. So there I was working in this company that had become quite substantial at that point, and we had built it up. We had a lot of employees, and I wanted to do something fun. So I was running yoga classes at lunch, and we had a ping pong table, and we did barbecues. And I decided to invest some time with my father in a poem called The Four Quartets. Now, this is very unusual for me. I love philosophy, but I can't say that I have much enjoyed poetry. I find it difficult to read, and I feel lost really quickly. So we spent about, 6 months moving through this poem by T.S. Eliot, who won the Nobel Prize for Literature for this poem. It's really long. It's not like your standard poem, but really was a cherished memory, something that I, to this day, for the rest of my life, I will remember with such fondness. My father studied with one of the leading experts at the University of Chicago in the classics department, David Green, and he spent years and years with these professors. My father's a total Renaissance man, and he studied many, many, many different topics, including this poem. So we walked through it, and it just blew me away. I don't know if you guys have heard this or checked it out, but today I thought if you would indulge me, I wanted to just read to you a short part that has inspired my work and has been really the cornerstone of how I think about authenticity and meaning and purpose. It is the best description I've ever heard of that place that we're looking for, that place that we strive to find, that sense of calm and stillness and motion. And when you hear it, you'll understand it's something you can't paraphrase. So thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity today, if you're still listening. This is T.S. Eliot's Four Quartets. And this particular part is what I think about all the time this is what inspires really my work at the core. At the still point of the turning world, neither flesh nor fleshness, neither from nor towards, at the still point, there the dance is, but neither arrest nor movement, and do not call it fixity, where past and future are gathered, neither movement from nor towards, neither ascent nor decline, except for the point, the still point. There would be no dance, and there is only the dance. I can only say, there we have been, but I cannot say where. I cannot say how long, for that is to place it in time. Inner freedom from practical desire, the release from action and suffering, release from the inner and outer compulsion, yet surrounded by a grace of sense, a white light still and moving. The reason I love this so much is because when we feel alive and free in a flow state, when we feel at peace, we can't really put it in time. Have you ever stopped and noticed your child smiling or a sunset or even a puppy? There's a moment where it feels like time stops. And that's what T.S. Eliot is talking about, the still point. But it's not still, right? It's actually in movement. So there the dance is, neither arrest nor movement, but do not call it fixity. It is moving, right? It is. You can tell that there's something happening when you're in an absolute state of joy. You're aware of time, but it's not time in the way that it usually is. Does that make sense, guys? And you can't really put your finger on it, right? He's saying, I can only say there we have been, but I cannot say where. And I can't say for how long. So it's like time stops when you're having those moments, but you just can't tell how long. It's sort of in and out of time. And then my favorite part, inner freedom from practical desire, relief from action, a release from action and suffering, and a grace of sense, a white light still and moving, right? So there's this inner light within you that's both still and moving at the same time, right? And you can't find it, and it is there. And it just, he so perfectly describes what I feel like is impossible to describe. So check it out. Four Quartets, T.S. Eliot. It's my favorite. If there was a tattoo that I was going to get on myself, this would be it. But unfortunately, I'd have so many passages, I'd have my entire body covered. Thank you again for indulging this special work that I just wanted to share with everyone. I hope you enjoyed it. And thank you so much for tuning in.